February. But we were already writing about love in the newsletter, so I didn't want to do that. And of course, it's President's Day, but I didn't want to go there because that's too controversial. And then I noticed there's Groundhog Day. So I meditated on Groundhog Day and said, what can Groundhog Day say to us? Now, the legend of Groundhog Day is that the groundhog comes out of his burrow on February 2nd, and if it's cloudy and he doesn't see his shadow, then he stays out and we have spring beginning at the spring coming early, rather, before the vernal equinox. If it's sunny and he sees his shadow, he goes back into his hole, and that harbingers 6 more weeks of winter until the equinox. Now, the Native Americans say that every animal has lessons to teach us. They have specific traits and behaviors that we learn from them. So what is it the groundhog teaches us? Well, the groundhog comes out of his hole and sees his shadow. If he sees his shadow, he goes back. Does that mean he's afraid of his shadow? Or maybe it just triggers some instinctual behavior in him. But what is the shadow? The shadow represents the parts of ourselves that we keep hidden, even from ourselves. Jung talked about the shadow. So anything that we might feel guilty about, anything that we might think is not me, you know, this really, you know how you'll do something and say, you know, that isn't me. Well, it is you. You know, own it. It is you. There is nothing that you do that is not you. And the best way that you can change something that you think is not you or should not be you is to accept it. And the groundhog actually teaches us that. Because the groundhog, what does it mean to come into the light? The groundhog, if the groundhog were to evolve, it would stay in the light. And I think that's the greater lesson of the groundhog. He will repeatedly, as Bill Murray did in the movie The Groundhog Day, come out, see a shadow, and go back in, and year after year repeat that until he gets it right and stays in the light. And that, I believe, is the greater lesson that the groundhog teaches us. Now let me look at my notes and see if there's anything else I want to say. I think I might have got it all in 5 minutes. Okay. Well, I said it wasn't going to be wasn't going to get political, but I have to because I think what's happening right now is essentially a macrocosm of that microcosmic lesson from the groundhog. Mm-hmm. Because what has happened in the last election is that our collective shadow has come out. You know, things like racism and white supremacy and the misogyny that, you know, has just been under the surface in our society. It's come to the surface. And I don't think that's a bad thing, because things have to come into the light before they can be healed. They have to be recognized first. In any 12-step group, the first thing you do is introduce yourself and claim who you are. Hi, I'm Arthur, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm an overeater. I'm a sex addict. Whatever it is, you have to claim that that's who you are and let go of the denial that that's not me before you can heal. So collectively, I think we need to recognize that we have in our society those values that truly are negative. They are against our growth. Unless you embrace all people as equals, as one, women and men, gays and straights, black and white, brown, yellow, we're all equal. We're all reflections of the one God. There is no division. And I truly believe that we are on a constant evolutionary path. The wheel of karma, absolutely. On a constant evolutionary path of moving closer and closer to expressing our full divinity. But the only way we can do that is to let go of the garbage, let go of the baggage. And the only way we can do that is to recognize that it's there. So although I hate a lot of the things that Donald Trump says and does, I bless him for being the catalyst that he is, for bringing these shadow parts of us out into the open. So I'll let you reflect on that as I look back at my notes and see if there's anything else I want to say. In talking about the groundhog, we said that if the groundhog goes back into his hole, that means there's 6 more weeks of winter. Well, what does winter represent? On the positive side, winter is a time for introspection, a time for turning inward. But it can also represent ignorance, being in the dark about something, being clueless. So if the groundhog sees his shadow and is afraid of it, then he goes back into ignorance and there's more winter. And we want less winter in our lives. We want the groundhog to stay in the light. You know, getting back to Donald Trump, during this recent ban on... I really see him as a catalyst for so much good. There, in his unthought, unthinking ban on travel from 7 countries that are predominantly Muslim, many people were stranded in airports all over the world, including JFK. Well, what happened to JFK was a lot of people went to the airport to help the people who were stranded there. And of course, they were Muslim, who are required to pray 5 times a day facing east, which they never do in public. But they did in JFK. I mean, I think that one act, and they were supported by, you know, all the people who were there. That one act has done more to bring acceptance and support to people of different religions in this country than anything that's happened that I can think of, actually. I think most people are scared of Muslims because they dress funny. You know, they cover their heads, they cover their faces. What are they hiding? Most people don't know anything about the religion. They think that there's hatred and and jihad is, you know, like kill all white people. That's not what it's about. Jihad in the Quran is about the inner struggle within yourself. It's the war between, it's between ego and your God self. That's the inner jihad that the Quran talks about. You know, to put it out in the three-dimensional world, that's a misinterpretation. So much as I hate to say it, I think that we've actually are on a path toward enlightenment, because Hillary wasn't elected, and we would have had 6 more weeks of winter if it was Hillary. So breaking down barriers and coming into the light, not being afraid of your shadow, acknowledging who and what you are and what you believe, these are the gifts of the Groundhog and the message of Groundhog Day. I thought Doug and the Unity message for the day said it very well. I release and redirect my energy from anything that creates imbalance in my life. I'm paraphrasing, so I don't remember exactly what they said, but it was I release and redirect. And I think that was so perfectly in line with what I had to say today. I'd like to use the rest of the time to do a meditation, if you will. Or discussion. Is there any discussion? Punxsutawney County in Pennsylvania. Okay. Yes, they wear top hats and tails and.
So they are Amish people.
No, they're not Amish. It's Pennsylvania Dutch. Yeah. Ladder, out with me, must be the use of it, more than I can see. Something that wherever I goes. Yes. Thank you for reminding us of that, Raymond.
What does the name Jung definition of that? Do you know, or is it too much?
It's the part of you that you reject, that you say is not me. But because it's suppressed, it's also, you know, like clamoring for attention. And is the more likely part of you to determine your behavior without your realizing it. Go ahead.
Just real quick, could we all talk? I think Raymond's had a little difficulty hearing.
Move up. He already moved up.
Good.
Yeah, and he moved up 2 rows.
The way I can see what my shadow is, the best way I've discovered, is I really want to pay attention when something in somebody else pisses me off. Because that's my shadow. If I want to know what my shadow is, upset. Mm-hmm. And that's why it makes me angry. And so that each person that I experience in my life is a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, how literal you want to get with that is your business. But it's at least accurate on a figurative, symbolic manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why A Course in Miracles teaches you to bless the people who piss you off, because they're your best teachers. I don't think the Course in Miracles says piss you off. It's a clinical term, right? There you go.
Speaking of shadows, it depends on where you get your information from, but there is a real coup going on behind the scenes right now that will never probably get into the mainstream media. You have to realize that there are only six companies that control the release of information in this country at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So none of this is the six medias that control everything. How did you find out about it?
Well, there are a few that are releasing the information. The ones that have been talking about this the most are Benjamin Fulford and David Wilcock and Corey Good.
So there, you found out on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can find out, basically.
There are alternative news sources.
Yeah.
So we're getting a preview of what you're going to be talking about on the 24th, I take it.
A little, yeah.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of very complicated interlocking pieces to all of this.
And that's another example of a shadow coming out to be healed.
Yeah.
Bill?
The Federal Reserve, for example,
Do you have some quiet meditative music that you could play as background?
Yeah, I think we're getting off the subject.
It fits the.
Bring us light.
Yeah.
And there's some out here.
So take a moment now to close your eyes. Get quiet. Put your feet flat on the floor. You might want to hold your hands in a receptive position to be open to receive whatever messages Spirit will has for you. And take a deep breath and exhale, blowing it out through your mouth. Let's do that again. And once more, inhale. And exhale. And imagine yourself at the bottom of a flight of stairs. And slowly take one step up, one step at a time. And as you take each step up, feel yourself becoming lighter, letting go of all the burdens of the day and of your life as you ascend those steps higher and higher, shedding the baggage as you go up. And as you continue to climb the stairs, you notice a light at the top of the stairs. The light feels good. It feels warm. It feels comforting. You continue to walk up the stairs toward the light, feeling the light bathe you in its goodness, in its love and mercy. You continue to climb higher and higher, letting go of any burden, feeling lighter and lighter as you ascend. And you realize that what you're letting go of are the shadow parts of you. So you might want to look back. Look down at the bottom of the stairs. What is there? What have you let go of? Do you need to take it back? Or can you just let it go? Let go and let God carry you on wings of love and light and mercy. See yourself now at the top of the stairs and feel the light strongly shining on you, in you, around you. Become one with that light because that is who you are. You are the light. Remember that love is a frequency that contains all other frequencies, and that is white light, and you are love, and that is what you are. You are that light. Slowly bring your fingers together, feeling that sense of oneness with the light, with the love. And whenever you forget, or begin to forget, that that's who you are, just know that you can bring your fingers together again and remind yourself that that is me. I am the light and the love. And that's all I am. And so it is. And begin to let your breathing find its own natural rhythm now. And begin to bring your awareness back into the room, feeling the contact of your feet with the floor, feeling the contact of your back with the chair. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you.